USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California Governor Gavin Newsom now declaring a state of emergency for several counties due to the wildfires burning across that state. That is the same state as among those in the Southwest suffering under another day of a major heat wave. California's power grid operator thanking folks for so far conserving power this weekend, avoiding the need to impose rolling blackouts, but they say such action could still happen if power demand was to soar. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden marking Labor Day with a visit to the key electoral state of Pennsylvania, planning to meet with AFL-CIO Chief Richard Trumka at the union's Harrisburg headquarters. The Biden camp says the former VP will also field questions from union workers. A huge fire burning at a power generation site outside Atlanta. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A U.S. sailor is missing in the North Arabian Sea. The Navy says it's conducting a search for the sailor who disappeared yesterday, and part of that search is the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz. Baseball Hall of Famer Lou Brock has died. The cause of death has not been announced, but the 81-year-old had recently lost a leg to diabetes. Brock was remembered by his former team, the St. Louis Cardinals, with a moment of silence before their game against the Cubs last night. Brock had over 3,000 hits in his 19-year career, and he stole 938 bases, at one point an MLB record. Fellow Hall of Famer and friend Ozzie Smith says,
"Just a great man. He's gone to baseball heaven, and is a special, special person."
One of the fiercest critics of Russian President Vladimir Putin's no longer in an induced coma. Alexei Navalny is now in treatment in Germany for what authorities say was an attempt to poison him. Doctors say that Navalny is doing better in recent days. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Rochester, New York police chief says the people arrested during protests over Daniel Prude's death in that city are from all across the nation. LaRon Singletary says there have been arrests made where people have had addresses from as far away as Alaska. Meantime, the chief says he has not offered to resign, nor has he been asked to step down. The mayor, Lovely Warren, gave Singletary a public vote of confidence, saying he's the right person for the job. Prude died in late March after a spit hood was put over his head, and he was also held on the ground by several officers. President Trump saying on Sunday the Democrats, the media, and Big Tech's massive disinformation campaign are a danger to the nation. He said they all create fake stories and then push them like has never been done before, in his words. He tweeted it's even worse than the 2016 campaign. His remarks come after The Atlantic published a story quoting him as supposedly disparaging American soldiers who died in World War I. And tennis player Novak Djokovic makes an early exit from a major tournament, now apologizing after he was disqualified from the U.S. Open for striking a line judge with a ball that he hit out of frustration. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.